Name and title first, please, Ted.
Ted Funk, University of Illinois Agricultural Engineering Specialist with the Department of Ag and Biological Engineering.
By the time we get to this fall, the long as the cropping season is normal, there'll be an awful lot of grain around. There's already a lot of grain in the elevators. Bins are full from last season and the season before. There's going to be a need, especially as you look out for pricing for farmers to actually store grain. I'd like to talk about storage on the farm.
Okay.
And what they can do on the farm themselves. So rather than paying commercial storage for the equipment on the ground, what they can do to keep it on the farm maybe through March, April of next year.
Okay. Well, of course, there's several different options. The first thing you would do is look for existing structures that are not used for something else. For instance, even silos. Silos and harvest stores can be converted in some cases to dry grain storage. It takes a little bit of work, and you have to make sure that you have aeration in place and so on. Another thing that comes to mind a lot is flat storage. So if you have a machinery storage or something like that that has some extra room, you might consider putting in a grain liner, which is an interior wall, to provide the extra strength to hold a grain pile inside of that. And we always at least think about using some kind of aeration with a flat storage so that you can hold grain more safely than if you just put it in there even though it's dry. The other thing that people have to consider, of course, is just piling it outside on the ground. And the temporary piles for short term can be pretty cost effective. Sometimes you have to take a little bit of spoilage with those, but temporary storage in piles is a viable alternative, especially if you have grain that's dry and you have cool temperatures, hold it through the winter. That's something that can work.
How do you go about doing that?
Well, the main thing to think about, of course, is with the piles on the ground is good drainage. Make sure that you have a well-drained place to start out the pile, and that needs to have a slope of maybe 1% to 2%. Usually put a crown in the middle of it, slope it away 1% or 2% to get that. And then you got to decide whether you're going to put a circular pile or an elongated, triangular-shaped pile. Usually the triangular-shaped pile is easier to build. You might want to think about either using an aerated pile, especially if it's a very large pile. You may want to even cover it and aerate it. For a smaller pile kept for a short period, you may want to just take your lumps on the on any surface losses that you get and just leave it uncovered and keep it.
When you say small and large piles, what size are we talking? Are we talking 20,000 is small?
You might talk about maybe a 60-foot wide pile might be relatively small. You can go much larger than that if you put in some aeration.
How many bushels?
I've got the. I'd have to check out some of the tables.
If you could just
we're
send
talking.
It to me.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're talking. Yeah. You know, a couple hundred thousand bushel, something in that order.
Okay. We're not talking about storing 20,000 or 30,000 on the ground. We're talking 100,000.
I think. Yeah. I think you're looking at fairly large quantities, because if you go with smaller quantity, probably something that would be the longer term, perhaps a flat storage, something like that would be more useful.
Tell me about the spoilage on the top. So when this, if you're doing this and you just have it, I assume you're storing uncovered at this point. Does it crust out and make a cover?
It does in a way. Yeah. If you have grain that's stored with good uniform slope on it, so you don't have a lot of tracks, a lot of divots in it to catch water, it will shed some water and it will, as you say, crust out. You will get some spoilage on the top, which will tend to form a kind of a crust and will shed some of the rainwater later on. Then that's, once you then get into the pile to market it, then you have to decide whether you're going to try to blend in that crust or whether you want to segregate it, take the clean grain from beneath and move the crust off to the side and take a discount on that.
I think the favorite way you've told me you would suggest that they do this is with a suck down cover, is that right?
You can also use a tarp. Yeah, you can use a suck down cover, and there's several ways that you can incorporate aeration with that. You can put perforated drain tiles over the top of the pile and suck down the tarp on top of that, and then aeration tubing beneath. And so for the larger system, you might even consider something like that. That with that, and starting with cool, dry grain, let's say 14% moisture or below, you can keep that for a very long period with that, with a tarp and with the some form of aeration.
So when you do that, is aeration, you put the, is the aeration pulling in?
Yes. Or, okay. In this case, you have those perforated drain tiles. The ends would be open to the outside beneath the tarp, yeah. And then you get air moving up through those perforated drain tiles, out the perforations beneath the tarp and down into the grain. And so then you've got another set of drain aeration tubes underneath down the center of the pile at the bottom. And so you're pulling aeration air down from the top, from the tarp, just beneath the tarp surface, down into the center of the
grain. So you've got a way to, so there's a way to suck air in from the outside.
Right. Up over the top and down to the mats.
And that holds, and that'll hold the tarp in place.
At the same time, it'll hold the tarp in place, yeah. And so, of course, you size your aeration fans accordingly. And you'd like to have, if you can, get as much as a tenth of a CFM per bushel of airflow through there. You can probably get by with a little bit less, but we shoot for about a tenth of a CFM per bushel.
Storing on dirt's okay?
Well, again, it's one of those things that you'll take some losses on dirt, and drainage is the primary thing we want to look at. But you can store on dirt. As I say, you're gonna take some losses on that first few inches next to there.
What are some of the tricks of the trade, maybe, that you need to make sure everybody knows about, or things I haven't asked you about on this?
Well, I still think the condition of the grain going in is the most important thing. And, of course, watching for grain temperature, checking temperature on occasion, and because that's the first indication of grain going out of condition. That's where an aeration system is really a big help, too, because you can get some idea if you've got aeration air being pulled down through the pile, you can smell it. If the grain starts to go out of condition, you can smell it, you can see an increase in temperature in that air coming out, so that's pretty important too. But look at that 14% or below moisture content going in to the pile, if at all possible. If you're trying to put in wetter grain, you really need to seriously consider aeration and go the full route to take care of it.
Yeah, without aeration, how long would you think the pile could keep, and with aeration, how long?
Well, without aeration, an uncovered pile. If you put it in cool and you don't try to keep it in the warmer months, you should be able to keep it through the winter with a minimum amount of spoilage. There's a lot of factors out there. If we get a warm up and have some, if you have a warm December or something with a lot of rain, you could have more spoilage. So anytime you're going to have an uncovered pile, you're going to have some spoilage to contend with. So it's hard to give a rule of thumb as to how much you're going to, how long you can keep it. It's going to depend a lot on the weather factors, what you run into over the winter. With an aerated pile, you should be able to keep it, if it's a well-designed aeration system, should be able to keep it more or less indefinitely, for a very, very long period. The same as keeping it in a bin if it's well-designed.
So you could keep it a couple, two, three, 4 years?
Well,
years?
You could keep it a couple of years. I think it'd be wise to move it into another aerated storage that'd be easier to handle. Once warm weather comes, it's just anytime that you're putting an aeration system in temporary storage, it's a compromise. It's not nearly as well, not nearly as manageable system in a temporary storage as it is in a circular bin, for instance. Circular bin is the best of all worlds.
And finally, can they get plans on this, like from the Midwest Plan Service or other places?
Yeah, I would strongly suggest you go to Midwest Plan Service. There's a couple of good resources out there. One is aerating dry grain in storage, and there's another one on grain systems. And both of those are available through Midwest Plan Service, mwps.org. You can order them right off the web.
That's all we need. Okay. Thanks, Ted. See you later.
Okay.